And we're back inside the Indianola Hy-Vee radio broadcast booth on 94.3 KNIA. Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball. Also on KNIA 3, the stream tonight. Here now with Norwalk girls head coach Joe Sigrist. The Warriors improved to 17-1 tonight with a 79-43 win over Indianola. Let's go to that first quarter right away, 26-4. You came out, you got them with your traps, forced a lot of turnovers. You got hot from the outside. Several girls were knocking down threes, and that was the story, 26-4. Indianola played pretty well in the second and third quarters. You pulled away a little bit at the end. All in all, another good performance, a great week of basketball out of your girls.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. I told them that after the game, the way we shared the basketball, the way we let our defense start the game, lead to our offense. We're pretty dangerous when we can trap teams and get out in the open floor and get layups to kick out threes. And I thought we did that tremendously in the first quarter tonight.
So that's back-to-back games, 78 on Tuesday against Pella Christian, 79 tonight. Those were season highs, 12 three-pointers on Tuesday, 15 tonight, which I understand is a school record.
That is a school record, and we were 46% too. We don't really want to take more than 30 unless, and we took 32 tonight, so unless we're going to make, you know, in that mid-40s to 50%. So we're okay with it tonight because we shot it so well. We really want to attack inside out, even against the zones and the junk zone defenses that we see with the triangle and two again tonight. And 2-3 predominantly, those are the two defenses we saw. So, but yeah, I loved our confidence, and I told the girls after the game we need to take that confidence on the road with the big showdown on Tuesday at DCG.
Did you feel like, as you know, you were still knocking down threes in the second half? You made 9 in the first half, 6 in the second half, but did you feel like as the game went on you started to do a little bit better job of attacking inside? I know Hannah Overholzer was really good at that. She's so good with that mid-range game of picking her spots to pull up for those little 12-footers.
Yeah, Hannah was tremendous tonight. She was our MVP. I think I heard she was your MVP too, just because she does it on both sides of the floor. And when Hannah's aggressive and knifing through the holes in the zones, we are very dangerous. And she gave us our third one in double figures tonight with 11. You know, Bailey and Braylon were their solid selves, and they were getting face guarded most of the night. Both had 17. And then we got great production off the bench with Peyton and Grace coming in and hitting, you know, three threes each. So, love the way we shared the basketball. We're unselfish, and we need to be that way when we're getting zoned like that.
36 points from Braylon on Tuesday night. Tonight, 17, 17, 11, 9, 9, 8, 6. A lot of fun to see someone go off like that, but how much do you love that kind of balance?
Oh, I love balance. I mean, I always say if we get three in double figures and then we have a couple others close, I mean, we had 9, 9, 8 after 17, 17, 11 tonight. That's when you have your best nights, you know, when you're that balanced. It was our high point mark of the year with 79, like you said, beat Tuesday night with 78. So, yeah, I just love the way we shared the basketball, confidence we had shooting the basketball, and we're going to need that again on Tuesday.
Well, how about 80 on Tuesday night?
That would be
79, 80.
That would be awesome. I would, I'd sign right up for that.
So you got to go into their house. They got you here. You had that long drought in the second quarter that night. In what ways do you feel your team, how far have you come since that game, and what ways are you better equipped to go against them this time?
Well, they had success with a 1-3-1 zone defense the first time, and we've just gotten better and better against zones. I feel like we have a response for anything that a team wants to show us, whether it be 1-3-1, triangle and two, diamond and one, original 2-3 defense. We're just better equipped, and a lot of credit goes to my coaching staff. I mean, I've got a lot of great offensive minds on my staff. You know, Rob Wiedebrand, Bert Hansen, Tony Birmingham, they just help find ways to get our girls the ball in good spots. And if we have continuity on offense, it doesn't matter what defense that the other team throws at us.
Should be a lot of fun. Tuesday night at Dallas Center Grimes, 6 o'clock. Hopefully a big crowd follows you up there, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Mike. That should be for the conference title. They're undefeated. We only have one loss, so We'd like to get that one Tuesday.
How are you going to handle this weekend and getting ready for it?
You know, we've got to study their film from tonight, put a good scouting report together, but we know what they're going to do for the most part, unless they come out with some junk defense. But we've seen that a lot in the last few games. So we just need to play our game, you know, be confident with our offensive game, play some good defense like we did the first time, and I love our chances.
That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist following the Warriors' 79-43 win over Indianola tonight. Thanks for the time. We will see you on Tuesday night.
All right. Looking forward to it, Mike. Thanks.